Okay, ladies, I just want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight and taking time and invest in your training in Mary Kay. And I just wanted to let everybody know that this is going to be the last segment of our six-week series. This is going to be time and money management. And I think it's so important that everybody learns exactly how the money management of our business works. First off, having inventory. Having inventory is just crucial in building your business, whether you are reinvesting your profits or you are starting outright. Starting outright with full inventory, I would so encourage that if you are looking to really make money with your business, if you're looking to really have consistently having two appointments a week. Two appointments a week, definitely want to have some full inventory, because if you can have full inventory, and what I suggest doing is if you can take out a loan to get your inventory, that way, right now we have a Chase credit card through Mary Kay that is 0% financing for 12 months. So if a woman can go ahead and get her inventory right up front, and then go ahead and sell that inventory and be able to give products right on the spot, it's so much easier. But I realize not everybody can do that. So if you don't have credit that allows you to do that, then what we want to do is we want to build our inventory by reinvesting our profits. So we can either start with it outright, or we can take all of our profits and reinvest them. But I want to talk to you about having about a $300 week. $300 a week is just having, well, really a Mary Kay one appointment a week. Okay, so we are just keeping it simple. Keeping it simple, keeping it small. But a $300 a week consistently will allow you to be a Sapphire Star consultant. Okay, so that is good. $300 a week, you're selling $1,200 in the month, okay? So now how do we split that? Well, $600, okay, would normally be the amount that we would go ahead and replenish the products that we sold, okay? And $600 would be our profit, okay? But we're going to break this down in a little bit, okay? And we're just going to go a 60-40 split. Now, the reason we're doing that is because 50% is going to go back in to replace the product that was sold. But then we also have where we're going to be purchasing maybe some Section 2 items. Okay. We're also going to be going and maybe putting our $5 in for our success meetings each week. Okay. These are some expenses to the business. So we may not have 10% of our sales going for those expenses, but we might have 5. We might have 5% one month. We might have 0% the next month, but we then might have 10%. So we're averaging it out to where there are some expenses on Section 2. Now, anything in Section 2 are called sales aids. Whatever the price is on Section 2 items, that's exactly how much it costs. So, for instance, if we want to purchase spun silk eyeshadow, well, we're going to get 18 of those eyeshadows, 18 of them that we pay $1.25 for. So not that it's expensive, but we want to be careful and not spend too much money in those areas, okay? We just want to be taking that a little bit at a time. So if we put $1,200 in sales, we're going to break it down to where we have $600 is going to go in to replace the product that was sold. Okay, that's how much product we took off our shelf. So now we want to replenish that product so we don't deplete our inventory. So our inventory just doesn't go down instead of going up. Okay. We have 10% that we're going to put into our expenses, and 40% is now going to be our profit. Now, 40% is going to be our profit that we can now use to pay other household expenses. But if we don't have full inventory at that point, which is about $3,600. Then we're going to take a portion of that 40%, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to reinvest to build our inventory. Now, some of us have full inventory. I have full inventory. I have for a very long time. Okay. Once my inventory got full, then I didn't need to reinvest any longer. Anything I sell, I take a 50% profit or a 40% profit if I'm, you know, engaging in my expenses. Okay. But even that, I don't have to really put a whole lot out for that anymore because I pretty much have full, all of my sales aids are pretty much caught up. Okay. Everything is pretty much full. My color case is totally full of all my colors. Okay. So that's how you want to look at it. And if you are having about a $300 a month profit, imagine having $360 in profit at the end of the month. A $300 a week in sales per week will give you about $360 in profit. Now, $360, that could be a car payment, okay? That could be whatever you need to use that money for. Okay, $360 could really make a big difference in your family's household budget, and that's only one appointment a week, just one a week. But we want to be able to break it down. Now, I want you to talk to your director about how you need to break down every single sale that you have in your Mary Kay business. Because 50% needs to go back in to replace the product that's sold. And 40% can be your profit and 10% for expenses. And those expenses can also be for your PCP, your preferred customer program, okay, where five times a year, Mary Kay will send out a lookbook to all of our customers. Anybody that we give a name address for, Mary Kay will go ahead and send out a lookbook, and it's 70 cents per name. So that is a charge where if we had to do that ourselves, it would cost us $1.05 with shipping, the sample, and the book. Mary Kay takes care of all of it for 70 cents per name. So that is a wonderful thing. So, and plus, I'd love for you to be able to accumulate maybe that expense area as well for when you go to career conference. Saving money to go to seminar, saving money to go to our fall retreats, things of that sort. Okay, so we're doing our January jumpstart, which is $20, but that would come out of the expense of your business, and that's January 10th. Okay, so getting yourself organized as far as the income goes is really, really important. And I just want to make sure that, you know, as you are starting to close out the year of 2014 and getting your ending inventory in line, it's also recording your mileage, okay? Because all of the mileage that you use on your vehicle that is acquired for Mary Kay is a tax deduction and a huge tax deduction. Okay. So let's say you went to work in the morning and that would not be deductible mileage because you'd have to go to work. But let's say you left work and you went and made a delivery and then you went home. Well, that mileage from work to that delivery is tax deductible. Okay. Let's say you left your house and made a delivery and then went to work. Well, that mileage from your house to making that delivery is tax deductible. You're going to the meeting on Tuesday night, your success meeting. All of that mileage is tax deductible. Okay, so you definitely want to start keeping track. You can get yourself a mileage log right in any of the office supply stores. They're just like less than $2. They're really, really cheap. And that can help you keep track of it. Okay, all right. So, and then all of your receipts, you just want to put them in that envelope that we just talked about, you just want to go ahead and put them all in there. And anything having to do with your vehicle, gas receipts, repairs, maintenance, you know, your tires, your oil changes, things of that sort. If you have, now, let me just say, when you talk about car expenses, you can either take the actual cost method, which are all of the actual receipts that you spend, physically spend on your vehicle, or you can go ahead and just keep track of your mileage and take the mileage rate, which generally is usually more, but you can compare the two. Whatever is the highest deduction is the one you can take. Okay. If you have insurance on your vehicle, on your products, you can go ahead and take that. We talked about office expenses, all the postage, any even repairs. Let's say a portion of your home was being repaired. Well, you know, that home that you live in is your office. That's the only office you have. So if you are doing any type of repairs to your house, or you're beautifying the space of your office, a portion of that can be tax deductible. Okay, all of your supplies, those sales aids that we talked about, any thing that you're taking out of your inventory to expense to your business, that all needs to be included. Travel expenses. Let's say you are going to away for Thanksgiving and you're going to visit family. Well, that travel, a portion of that trip can be tax deductible because you're talking about your Mary Kay business. You may do a facial. You may do a Mary Kay party. Great time to be able to talk about your Mary Kay in the midst of family gatherings. Okay? So even a portion of your utilities can be deducted. So wonderful, wonderful way of being able to work your business smart and not hard, and be able to build a business so that you are working it as a business and you are paying off any debt that you have, any type of debt that you have in your family's household. Okay, so let's just go ahead and talk about just some time and money management, time management areas. You know, I want you to have yourself just a 3-ring binder, and I want you to go to Walmart or Office Supply and get a 3-ring binder, and I want you to have clear insert covers, and I want you to have dividers, okay, some notebook paper, all right. I'd like for you to be able to have your calendar in this notebook, okay? I'd love for you to be able to have tracking sheets. So if you are working on your perfect start, which I hope all of you are doing, your power start, these types of tracking sheets, your weekly plan sheet, your weekly accomplishment sheet, these are all sheets that need to be put together. I'd love for you to have the Star Consultant brochure, because what prize are you working on? You know, the quarter ends on December 15th. So what prize are you working on to finish up? What star are you looking to be as of December 15th? I'd love for you to be able to put on in there your unit promotions. You know, every month we have a new promotion, and I'm going to be running one as of today. It went out to everybody about the turkey challenge. Okay, so I want you to take a look at that. That's something you would keep in your notebook, something that always is with you so that you can be working on it consistently and yet reminded of what it is that you need to do. Okay, any type of preferred customer program. If you have your customers on preferred customer program, right about now they're getting the new lookbook for holiday. So this would be a great opportunity to call those customers and talk to them about their holiday gift giving needs. And all of those names and addresses will be on a flyer that you can print off the computer so that you can see what customers are on Preferred Customer Program and you can follow up with them. I'd love for you to have your prospective bookings, okay? What are your leads and people that you're constantly calling, okay? Prospective bookings are people that, oh yeah, girl, I'll have a party for you. Well, let's follow up with them, okay? Let's go ahead and put them in our notebook so that we can definitely keep them in front of us. We know exactly when we're following up. So our calendar is filling up, okay, is filling up for when we have to make phone calls and when we have our appointments. Ladies, you are business women. You are entrepreneur. This business does not happen just by itself. This is the type of thing that you need to do to keep yourself organized. And if you can take these ideas that I'm sharing with you tonight and put them into practice, you will be sharper. You will know exactly what to do and keep yourself organized, okay? I want you to think about the prospective team members, okay? They would go in your book, okay? So, and then I'd like for other dividers that can have subject titles such as booking, coaching, class procedure, or let's say the Pinkalicious party, team building, any type of handout that you get in regards to those subject matters, you can just have in those areas for training material, okay? And so that will keep you definitely, and you can carry it with you constantly. You know, you have the seeds of greatness, but it's up to you. It's up to you as a mature businesswoman to get organized and track your future. Nobody else can do that for you. Okay, the choices you make today will determine your success in the future. So I always say, do what you need to do today so that your business can work for you tomorrow. Okay, work it when you can. Now, some of the things that I wanted to be able to talk to you as far as time management is in order of importance. You know, there is time, prime time, okay? Because as a Mary Kay Beauty Consultant, we want to be able to prioritize our time so that we got more done in less time, okay? Success is more than just being busy. It's getting the right things done. I mean, you can go all over the place being scattered. But we have to kind of know, what on earth do I do? All right. Well, if you don't manage your time, somebody else will. So prime time activities during prime people time. That's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is what you do. This is what you do. Okay. During those time frames, return any customer calls. Okay. They should always be done within 24 hours. Okay. Book new selling appointments. Those are our parties and our facials. Don't let that date book get empty. Keep a full date book with twice as many appointments as you expect to hold in a week. Okay? I remember thinking to myself, when I was moving up in Mary Kay, I had to book an appointment every single day. Every single day, I did that consistently. And then all of a sudden, it was like, wow, my business just exploded. But, you know, when we talk about perfect start, we talk about book eight appointments, hold five in 2 weeks. We do that because we know there's going to be cancellations. There's definitely going to be cancellations. Don't wait for huge chunks of time. Sometimes popping into your office for 10 minutes to make 3 phone calls can make a big difference, okay? So that's when you can sprinkle your Mary Kay business in amongst your busy. I know Robin in our group, she'll go out on her lunch break in her car and she'll make phone calls. And I remember doing that all the time. Okay. So we want to follow up with interview prospects. You'll always want to touch base with those people you interviewed in the last day or two. Okay? Don't let that follow-up slip through the cracks. Because just remember that when you talk to someone about a booking, a coaching call, an interview, a sale, we want to follow up with them within 24 to 48 hours. If you can't follow up with them within 24 to 48 hours, you might have lost her. Okay? And I'm not saying always, always, but if you could please use that as your rule of thumb. Okay? So you don't want anyone to slip through those cracks. And when it comes to people, I don't want anyone slipping through the cracks. I've had that happen. And I remember a time where I was moving up in Mary Kay and I'd shared the opportunity with this one lady and I never followed up with her. I just felt like, oh, well, if she's interested, she'll get back to me. And then I went to a meeting one night and there she was on the arm of another consultant. Ladies, don't let that happen to you. That's happened to me. Okay, so follow up is truly the key to really being successful in your Mary Kay business. I want you to be taking this time to coach your hostesses or pre-profiling a class, because pre-profiling and coaching, you know, a class worth booking is a class worth coaching. Okay, so if you have too many postponements, all right, those are normal. But more than 50% is not. So if you are having a problem in keeping those appointments on your books, it's only your coaching skills. That's all it is. Okay? Inviting guests to your meetings, okay? And setting up new interviews. That's definitely at the end of your skincare class. So I'm always wanting to invite people to my Tuesday night meeting or Monday night meeting, whenever you have your success meetings. That's a perfect opportunity during that time frame. Customer service calls, be sure to service those existing clients, okay, who deserve a 6 to 8 week checkup so you know about the new products and what specials you have. So you're constantly checking up with them, okay? You can also book some of them for their updated makeover. And turn any of those reorder calls into new appointments and invite them to your next Mary Kay function. You know, when I'm sitting down doing booking, I'm not just inviting her to the meeting. I'm asking her, what is she needing to keep herself looking gorgeous, to update her products? Want to tell her about the success meetings that we have on Tuesday night, definitely. But also want to be able to tell her that I want to put a wish list together. And if a Tuesday night does not work for her, that's perfectly fine. Tell me, is there any reason why we couldn't get together this week or this weekend? And we can sit down and put a wish list together with you. And then once I have her say yes to that, then I want to turn that into a holiday coffee where I'm going to be bringing over my holiday gifts. And if she wanted to share that appointment with maybe her mom or her girlfriend, that would be great. So here, one reorder person calls, and you can turn it into something so much bigger. Okay? All right? So that is truly what we're going to do during prime time. That is income-producing activities. And new consultants, if you do not know what to do next, you don't know what to say, I so want you to call your director. Please do not kind of get up tomorrow morning wondering, now what should I do? You should know tonight what you need to do tomorrow so that when you get out of bed, you're not just like running to 50 million different things. You already know what needs to be done. You will make better progress with that. You will be more focused and you will get results. Okay? Now, what can I do during non-prime time? Okay? And this is before 9 a.m. or after 9 p.m. Just what I said. Plan your week. Use your weekly plan sheet. You know, an hour's worth of planning will save you countless hours of wasted and misinvested effort. Okay? This is a time where you want to place your order. Quickly look over your inventory, and you can always go ahead and replace the products that you need to update your inventory. This is a time you'll prepare for your skincare parties. Clean your mirrors, organize profiles, and plus, if you could delegate as much of this as possible, that would be awesome, so that you're not putting hostess packets together. You wouldn't even need to do your weekly accomplishment sheet. Somebody could do that for you, because it's so super easy. Okay? But they need to be filled out. And if you could send me or your director a copy of your weekly accomplishment sheet, we would love that. We would absolutely love that. Okay? This would be times you could go ahead and fill your orders. Okay? And mail most of them. If you can't see them at the door, then just go ahead and put them in the mail. I go to the post office. Well, I don't go, but my assistant goes probably about 3 times a week to the post office, just mailing product. Okay? So unless I'm going to see them, I'm not going to be riding all over the place to just put their product right at their door. Okay? This would be time that you could read your applause magazine, your newsletters, things of that, okay? Now, one thing I want to say is always, always, always attend and support company events. Your weekly success meetings, go into career conference, go into our January Jumpstart. Now, as you start to move up in your business, you know, Mary Kay always says that as you are moving up, then you should be taking your team members with you on your parties. Take them along. That's how they will learn. So you want to try to go ahead, let them learn while you earn, okay? And if you can listen to any motivational CDs, maybe while you're putting your makeup on in the morning, while you're riding in the car, okay? Definitely a wonderful time to be able to take advantage of getting your head in the right place. I always, and still do, need to listen to CDs. That's how I learned. That's how I was able to really be able to work this business, is by listening to CDs. Okay? So, and try to, you know, when you have things that you have some downtime, or you're trying to get something done around the house, put those CDs on. Okay? And maybe you can do some note cards to your team members or to your customers as you're in the doctor office. Okay? I love some of those ideas that you can utilize for time and money management. And ladies, don't make it hard. Please don't make it hard. But I want you to be able to really be a good steward of your money and a good steward of your time. I want you to be able to fill out a weekly plan sheet. They're right online, a weekly plan sheet, and have that where it can be on the refrigerator so that your family can see exactly, this is when I plan to work my Mary Kay business. And ladies, if you have an appointment, great. If not, then you know that that's a time that you need to be on the phone booking, coaching, doing customer follow-up calls, that sort of thing. Okay? So that weekly plan sheet is just crucial. Okay? And then I want you to be able to get that spiral notebook or that three-ring binder. Okay? So that you can really be able to focus on just the resources that will go in that book that will help you stay on track. Okay? But the single most valuable resource we have is our time. So that effective time management begins with your 6 most important things to do list. Now, Mary Kay always encouraged us to take the time at the end of the day, like we spoke about, and that is to do our 6 most important things. Okay? And as we work, we're always constantly taking different roles from day to day. So here's one way to organize your list, okay? Because we're all juggling our time. If we took a spiral notebook, you know, about the size of your date book or your to-do list, and this can even go in your binder, and every single to-do goes in this book, okay? Using the facing page each day to record phone messages so that you have a full snapshot of your day at all times. No more sticky notes, no more pieces of paper jammed in your wallet. Everything goes in that spiral notebook, okay? Now, if you have the date book that we have for consultants, this is the same sort of thing that can definitely be used in planning out your day, okay? So across, I want you to be able to put 6 most important things to do or booking, selling, and recruiting, okay? Anything having to do with Mary Kay, booking, selling, recruiting, that's going to go first, okay? All right. So, and you know, what we think about comes about. So booking, selling, and recruiting, 6 things there. Then whether it's your job or a job that's inside or outside the home, what do we have to do for that? And then third, here it is, a list of errands, appointments, deadlines we can't afford to miss. And then you will just go ahead and that will be for your personal. So you have 3 lists here going, one for Mary Kay, one for your job, whether your job is inside or outside the home, okay, your job, if that's what you have, and then your personal, all right? So wouldn't it be nice that as you look to see that everything you do, what could you delegate? What could you delegate? Okay, this is a time to take a real good look of what your day looks like. And, you know, it's like we're only looking at 6 things right here. All right, so I just really want us to be able to take a look and really be able to utilize our time wisely. Okay, so I feel like that was a very good start on setting up your business, okay, organizing, not agonizing over getting yourself set up with your 3-ring binder, how we break down the money, okay, how you're going to classify every single sale that you have, how do we break that down, okay? And if you go into your consultant training under your Mary Kay In Touch, under new consultant training and put in time and money management, you will be able to copy off a sheet that shows you that breakdown. The same breakdown that I just spoke about, that 60-40 split. Okay? So, ladies, I hope this was helpful for you. I'm looking forward to having you post on our Pinka post on our website, and just tell us how this is helping you. Are you able to implement all of this training and put it into practice versus just putting it up on the shelf and just kind of saying, yeah, that was good information. But you know, I just really know that when you start putting all of this into action, and you start tracking that perfect start, that Power Start Plus, you're moving up the career path and you are making money. I guarantee it. This business is all about booking, selling, and recruiting. Okay? Book those appointments, sell that product, share this opportunity. That is working your business full circle. And you know, I believe in you. I truly believe in you. So ladies, have a wonderful, prosperous week. And please keep me posted. Text me, email me, call me. Any questions you have, anything that I can help you just become a better businesswoman in your Mary Kay business, I want to be there to do that. So ladies, have a great week and we'll talk real soon. Good night.